Hey, Dot, you home? Dot? Hello, Dot? Dot? Dorothy? Where the hell are you? I gotta do the news in 5 minutes. Come on. You said you had something you wanted to share with us, so here I am. It's not another karaoke toaster type thinger, is it? Because if it is, I've got a much better story. There's this big purple mad titan developer, or temporal contractor. I don't know what deep fried shrimp has to do with anything, but I can't remember what he calls himself. Anyway, who wants to remove the dome-covered quarantine area and fill that big gaping hole with, like, this completely different compacted galaxy or something? Or, like, a whole other universe under glass, I think? Crazy, right? One without conflict? Something like that. Anywho, he says he'll give the county a good deal. We won't even have to do anything. He won't have to bring in any serious machinery or anything. Get this, all we have to do is give him the last remaining Zulian gemstones, and then all he has to do is snap his fingers and all of Mutant County will disappear from existence? Or something. I know, it sounds like he's had a few too many NyQuil cocktails, but anyway, the dude's a big Warcraft Grimace-looking monster, so but I'm not going to tell him that. But anyway, doing an interview with that fuchsia whack-a-monkey sounds way more entertaining than a singing kitchen appliance. I'm just saying. Dot? Dot, where are you? Dot, come on. You're not going to try to lure me into the walk-in time machine closet again, are you? Or your time machine walk-in closet, or your walk-in closet that's also a time machine, whatever.
Prepare, we're going to start soon.
What?
We're going to start the news soon.
Well, I know we have to start the news, but she isn't here.
Where is she?
I don't know. Hold on, her phone's ringing.
Why is her phone ringing? Who is it?
Who is it? I don't know. It's her phone. I'm not going to answer it. Well, wait, I guess it could be her.
She could have just phoned herself.
Yeah, I guess she could have just called myself.
Hello, you've reached Dr. Dot Browning. I'm not around to answer my phone, so you may as well skip leaving a message and hang up now, because the likelihood of getting back to you anytime soon is very slim to microscopic. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Tad? Tadward, are you there? Why didn't you pick up?
Because it's your phone. Why don't you just call my cell?
Oh. Wait, I'll call your cell.
Good idea.
We're gonna have to start soon. It's almost time, Tad.
Well, I think we're gonna have to delay the news due to technical difficulties, Steve. Wait, that's my phone. I gotta take this.
It's probably her.
Oh, could it be her, you think? Good guess. Yeah, Dot, where the splashy fart are you?
Tadward? Yes, well, I'm sorry I'm not at my domicile right now. I am presently in the lab with one of my biochemist colleagues. We've developed a hand sanitizing solution that can be injected into the bloodstream. It is sure to cure and or protect anyone from any strain of virus contracted from any type of wild animal from any sort of illegal wet market. I'm about to head back to the alternate timeline and present it to President Don Cheeto.
Don Cheeto? That's what we're going with? All right.
Yes. But before I embark on this journey, I wanted to apologize for my absence.
Wait, you're not going to that timeline, are you?
Indeed. Do you remember when we were last?
Oh, it feels like it was just yesterday. Well, that's right, it was. Oh, yeah, you said you wanted to take me back to a time before all this mutant and monster madness happened, and of course I was reluctant.
Reluctant?
That too? I didn't want to engage in such bonkers von wackiness, but somehow you got me into your closet with you, and then for a moment I thought we were going to do 7 minutes in heaven, but instead somehow we were beamed into what you said was 4 years into the past, but was in actuality 2 years in the past. Right?
That's right.
And not only that, but it wasn't even the right timeline.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And? Is there some point that we're eventually going to travel forward into time too? Like, any moment now? What was that?
I would hypothesize that noise you heard is coming from my FPG.
TMI, Dot.
No, my flashback projection generator. It seems you've somehow activated the device. And now, Tad, my friend, we are about to go back to the events that took place after my time chamber had accidentally sent us to that alternate timeline, which I have now classified as the 2020 Chaos timeline.
Good name. But now look at, there's no way I'm going back there. No goo god gosh darn way, baby.
Calm yourself, Tad. Our physical bodies are not about to be transported anywhere.
Well, maybe they would be if we had tried that 7 minutes in heaven thing. seriously, I can wait till you get back.
What my FPG does is take our memories, breaks them down, and then presents before us an auditory projection. In this case, presenting an audible dramatization of what had already happened in the past, in said chaos timeline, making it seem as if it's happening all over again, right now, presently.
What?
It's a flashback machine, Tad. We're going to flash back.
Well, then just say that. Hey, do I need to stay on the line while this is happening, or can I hang up now?
You can hang up for now. Oh.
Good, because it's going to eat up my minutes. I'll call back when we're done, I guess. Oh, Bruce Springsteen, Singleton, Broadway musical, Blinded by the Light. Oh, I've been blinded by the light. Not again. Ah, jeez, Dodd. Thought you were going to try to make out with me. But instead, what? Now you want to show me your photo booth? That's... Flash is a little, bright there.
Tad, the chances of us ever making out are mathematically impossible. I mean, you're far too old. If you were to take the sound of your voice and multiply that by the amount of wrinkles on that leathery face of yours, I'd estimate that you're at least 75? Perhaps 70, maybe?
Well, you don't have to be mean about it. So, what just happened then? Why does it feel like we're outside?
Well, open your eyes and have a look.
We are outside. Where outside are we?
The question isn't where, but when are we? The year 2018, to be exact.
Okay, but then where in the when are we?
We should be in Mutant County, but while it's still our pristine little Clover County. One day prior to when the cataclysmic trifecta of mayhem befell upon our quiet home.
Wait, did you send us back in time to stop the fallout from happening? Because if that's the case, then we have to find the Mothman, probably. But I don't know where he came from before he came and saved me from that meteor crash.
Meteorite.
Whatever.
This is where he first appeared, on this exact day at almost this exact time. We're a few minutes early. This, based on an eyewitness account. I dialed in this location on purpose, Tad. If my calculations are correct, he should appear... Wait a minute. According to my time band, we're not in the year 2018. And it appears we're in a completely different timeline. Oh dear. I was right. The ripple we experienced while traveling through the wormhole was, in fact, quantum foam. It must have knocked us off course and into the wrong year and timeline.
Great, Dot. Well then, when and where in the hell are we?
It appears we're in the... Well, I don't actually have a name for it yet, but in the year 2020, it looks like.
Well, how do you know that we're on or in a different timeline and that the year is 2020?
Because my time band says so.
Well, how does it... Wait, I'll ask that guy over there with the face mask running towards us. Hey, buddy! Can you tell us what timeline this is?
Tad, that's a very illogical question.
Hey, man, what are you doing? Don't come any closer than 6 feet. Yeah, you think I want to catch the Bud Light Lyme disease virus from you?
You're the one that's running towards us there, Dingleberry. The what? We don't have any kind of beer or virus. I think you're okay. Wait, is that a... Why are you wearing a face mask? What are you running away from?
Look, Tad, in the distance... That looks to be a swarm of some sort of species of monstrum exterminati. Giant insects to the layperson.
Wait, I got here the same time you did.
What?
Never mind. Looks like they're all flying around in some kind of tornado.
Yeah, those are the murder hornets, man. It's a murder tornado! Game over, man! Game over!
Well, they gotta come up with better names for the things out here. Jeez. Murder hornets? And a virus named after a beer? Come on. That said, that's all pretty crazy. And yet, just another mundane EMC, am I right? those are pretty big bugs. Is that it? Is the flashback done? Now what? Hi, Dot.
I'd say that retelling was about 99% accurate.
Yep. That missing 1% must have been that part where one of those monsters from the murder tornado took a big chunk out of my butt. That makes yet another 1% I'm not too fond of. Glad I didn't have to relive that. I wouldn't want your FPG to give me PTS. D.
Actually, that was all my doing. I took care of that, remotely.
Well then, thanks for clicking your heels and getting us back home, Dorothy.
No, I said I clicked on my remote.
I know, that was a reference to the never mind.
So, since then, I've been back to the C-2020 timeline 2 more times. The latest jaunt took me to their Grey House, where the Joint Chiefs of Leadership for the United Provinces of the Commonwealth of Comerica, President Cheeto, and Prime Minister Zoolander, had asked me to bring them the vaccine that we had created for their Bud Light Lyme disease virus, or BLLDV20, as they call it, once all tests were done. Oh my, I beg your pardon, that was a mouthful.
That's what she said.
Yes, I did, just now. Well, I'm off again. When I get back, I'll give you an exclusive interview explaining how I invented my time machine, Tad. Oh, and then we'll go back and save the county. We'll take my time pinto instead. I think it'll garner better results than the time chamber, as long as we can get it to reach 88 kilometers an hour. Well, until next time.
All right, see ya. 88 kilometers? That's only like 57 miles an hour. That's under the speed limit. Okay. Ah, there you have it, folks. Some crazy stuff went down, and boy is my butt sore. I'm sure there'll be more to follow. Tune in at 2 and 10, and I'll be talking to Dim Whitmore, the Minister of Ironic Names and new county head, to talk about the new method for fixing the massive potholes over in Rusty Bed Springs. I mean, Edgemont Springs. Using plasticine. I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with...
Hey, Tad.
What?
Were we supposed to be recording that?
Oh, that's right. We were never on the air. Oh, well. Hey, Steve. Why does it sound like you're talking into a trumpet?
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County.
Wait a minute. Hand sanitizer that you inject into the bloodstream? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And that's a late person saying this.
FM.